A ballot question committee representing the Canadian energy company Hydro-Québec could face a significant fine from state regulators for the late disclosure of campaign activity. Meanwhile, as Steve Missler reports, a state lawmaker is trying to stop the company's efforts to convince Mainers to approve a controversial billion-dollar transmission project at the ballot box in November.
Hydro-Québec formed its ballot question committee last fall and announced that it would work to defeat a statewide referendum aimed at scuttling the New England Clean Energy Connect transmission project. But Hydro-Québec's sole shareholder is the government of Quebec, and that has raised questions about foreign influence in a Maine election. And so has the company's campaign finance activities. Last month, Hydro-Québec amended its campaign finance report, showing nearly $100,000 in spending. And that was a month before the ballot committee had been created.
The law is in place to make sure that folks who are participating in ballot question committees are transparent and forthcoming about what they're doing.
State Representative Kent Ackley is an independent from Monmouth, who has just filed a complaint with the Maine Ethics Commission. In it, he asserts that Hydro-Québec's ballot committee has broken a law requiring timely disclosure of campaign activities. The Maine Ethics Commission, which enforces the state's election laws, also spotted the late filing. And Commission Director Jonathan Wayne confirmed in an email that the committee could face a penalty in the tens of thousands. That fine could be determined by the commission's five-member board next month. But in the meantime, Ackley is hoping to convince legislative leaders to allow an emergency bill that would prohibit Hydro-Québec or other foreign entities from participating in a Maine election. Ackley says he doesn't know if he has the votes in the Legislative Council to get the bill heard during the current session.
But it's going to be hard for me to imagine that folks would want to sit on their hands and not do anything in the face of foreign influence on a matter that Mainers are going to be voting on.
Ackley's proposal was prompted by a report by Maine Public Radio News last month, explaining that Maine election law does not restrict foreign entities from operating or contributing to ballot question committees. Federal law does prohibit contributions and expenditures from foreign entities in elections involving candidates, but not referenda. Ackley says his bill would close that loophole in Maine's law. The Legislative Council's next meeting is January 23rd. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.